Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on iHeart or Radio MD or wherever you downloaded us from. This is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and we are, as usual, sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, you can take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. Mypersona.com. This is 1026A. This is all the news that's important to you that isn't COVID and that is medical and that you can use. So, first story, how are teens using the downtime to connect? And in fact, pandemic-weary adolescents, when they take a break, they are, in fact, doing the good thing. That is, by either finding some form of relief. Now, online, they can find increased stress, and that's what we want to minimize. But they are doing pretty good overall. That is, as long as they're making sure they're not stressed by it. What do I mean by stress? Well, when they get a response from a friend that's just a K, they don't know whether that means they're okay or the friend is just ignoring them or get off my planet, etc. So they want to have a little more communication than the short one. So just looking at the news or distracting themselves, all of these things, just like you did when you were younger, are actually healthy. So don't get on them to work all the time or not be on the screens. But we do want them to go out and play, if you will, even if it's by themselves. One of the neat things in the studies this week that is just a reporting, but there is a message here, is that teen smoking rates have dropped. That is, 12th graders say, if you will, when you look at them, smoke daily. It used to be as high as 15.9%, 16% in 1990. It's now down to just 2%. Just 2%. That's a tremendous benefit. Unfortunately, 13% are using e-cigs or vaping. That's a very bad trend. So they've replaced one with another. Talk to your kids, and that's the message in this. Talk to kids or grandkids about the hazards, socially and otherwise, of smoking. Single parenting is tough. And there's a heart risk and stroke risk from it. This is a survey of 2,180 parents, and it turned out there's a 30% increase in men in the heart disease and stroke because of a lone parent, and almost a doubling in women. So over the next month or so, if you can, try and find a single parent in your family and try and help them out as much as possible. Does salt impact your blood pressure? Yeah, in about 1% of the 33% of Americans who are over the age of 18 who have high blood pressure, that's a 3% of all of us, there is a salt sensitivity, meaning a little salt raises your blood pressure a lot. How do you test this? Well, get a home blood pressure monitor. They're relatively cheap.
Inexpensive,
I should say. And see what happens when you cut out all salt for 3 days. That means all blood products, all pizza, etc., wings, all those things with a lot of salt on it. And if your blood pressure changes dramatically, that's a good thing. That means you've got salt-sensitive hypertension or salt-sensitive blood pressure, and you should know you should cut it out. Other than that, maybe going down to 2,200 milligrams is a good thing, because over time, getting more salt than the usual does raise blood pressure. So, major point for today, avoid salt in amounts greater than 2,200 milligrams. You have to read the package labels. One of the major advances is in artificial skin. We've got bionic limbs, a new hand if someone gets their hand cut off, and it can be electronically controlled by your other nerves. But it didn't do much because it didn't have the electrical signals that were tactile to touch or pressure. It didn't even move off a fire, if you will, because it wasn't sensing that it was hot. But now, in fact, when you have pain, or when your hand is on electrical fire, or when somebody's pushing against it hard, it sends an electrical signal to your brain. That's how you send it. Well, now they've got those electrical signals. They got sensors for temperature and pressure built into new skin, the artificial skin, and so they can cover this limb with artificial skin that has these signals in it. One of the other changes is, the metabolites for food can affect your stroke risk. I don't think we can change that very much other than avoiding food with simple sugars, red meat, egg yolks, and cheese. And that's also, if you're worried about lack of orgasms or erectile dysfunction, it turns out that a Mediterranean style diet helps people recover. Compared with the one-third of men under 60 who are least compliant with the diet, the one-third most compliant had about a 22% lower risk of erectile dysfunction. Men 60 to 70, an 18% reduced risk, and those over 70 had about a 10% decreased risk if you followed the Mediterranean diet. When should you start getting screened for colorectal cancer? We think it now should be 45. It's gone down 5 years, according to the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and the American College of the American Cancer Society. But even lower if you are sedentary, even lower if you've got a family history, even lower if you're overweight or smoking, and even lower if you've got a family history, as I said, or are African American. When is it safe to give cow's milk to your baby? Maybe never, meaning you don't want to give it while they're real tiny because of the, if you will, cow's milk, goat's milk, soy milk, almond milk, have lactose in them and have small microbleeds in the digestive tract associated with them. Next story is one about women are more likely to develop heart failure or die after a heart attack. So this is an important action item. Why do I say it? Because women ignore chest pain, ignore fatigue, think it's just gastroesophageal reflux disease, and don't go to a hospital, don't see a doctor, and then they get more severe damage. So what we want is you to be alert up to the symptoms. They are that fatigue, they are chest pain. So don't be afraid to go to the emergency room or call your doctor. It is an immediate problem. And yes, women are about 30% more likely. This was a strange thing. Women don't even do follow-up with coronary rehab, cardiac rehab, to as high a degree as men. You should. This is a free service. Every insurance company and every government, Medicare, Medicaid, etc., all cover rehab. And it's really important to learn how to do the right thing. Those are the top medical news stories of the week. And again, my name is Dr. Mike Roizen. We've just gone over the news of the week on You, the Owner's Manual podcast, and especially what it means to you. We are, as usual, brought to you by Persona Nutrition. This is episode 1026A. The A's are always the news of the week. You can discover vitamins and supplements personalized to your need at Persona Nutrition. You can take the free online assessment at mypersona.com, and there's some really special things coming from My Persona. So you'll want to at least log on and talk to the nutritionist and keep attuned to it. Even if you don't want to get something immediately, keep attuned to it, because we have some special food preparation and dietary advice coming to you that's really groundbreaking and earth-shattering, but I can't tell you about it yet. Major thing, remember, help a single parent. And secondly, if you're a woman, don't ignore symptoms of chest pain. And for all of us, remember to reduce the salt as much as possible. And if you're worried about orgasm quality or erectile dysfunction, orgasm quality in women, erectile dysfunction in men, remember, one of the keys is Mediterranean diet. It really decreases it substantially. Thanks very much for listening. Caitlin, thanks for great engineering. And by the way, 1026, we have a wonderful guest talking to you about growing your own food. I've got some wild lettuce here, as well as some green bean seeds. I love green beans. And you can find out how to grow half your own food in your backyard in less than an hour per day by Marjorie Wildcraft. It's a wonderful thing. Marjorie gave a great interview earlier in the year, and now she's doing it again. It's a real joy to talk about the Grow Network. That's what we're talking about on 1026B. The B's are always the guest segment, and she gave a great interview. We'll be back next week with another latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Thanks very much for listening and downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Rate us. And remember to commit. Just for an hour a day, you can grow half your own food. That's a pretty good thing. So go and think about doing it. We'll be back next week.